A thousand shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Is that what he said? So as his children, with all the devastation that's coming, what do we have to be afraid of? Should we be afraid of anything? No. Then why do we get so afraid so quick? Why are we driving down the road? I was driving down the road here a while back with a Christian man. I thought he was a great Christian man. And we're just talking. And all of a sudden, I start to pull off at an exit. And a guy goes around me like this. And my lands, I had to do a couple of things to keep from hitting that guy. And I couldn't believe what came out of the mouth of my friend. When we got straightened up, I said, I thought you were a Christian. He said, well, Thurman, I am. I said, what's in your heart? Where's it come out? Your mouth. He had some bad junk in there. I told him, I said, you need to ask the Holy Ghost to go in and do a brush scrub of your heart. You got some foul words in there you don't need in there. I said, they're going to bring death to you. You're not spending enough time with God. Now, can the Holy Spirit clean your heart? Yes, he can. He can clean it out. He can purify it. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. In other words, I don't have to go into fear at all when I'm driving my car, my truck, whatever. I have no fear because it makes no difference what happens, who is riding with you and me. Jesus. Will he do what he said if you know these scriptures? Yes. If you quote these verses to him, you know, this would be a good time for you to memorize in the next week or two, would be a good time to memorize Psalms 91. Because I believe in all my heart, you're going to need Psalm 91 in the very near future. What are you going to do if you're on the Gulf Coast somewhere and you look up and there's a 100-foot wall of water coming? What are you going to do? If you don't know something like this and you don't know how to stand by faith, guess what? It's over. The next thing you're going to see is you're going to be walking on streets of gold. That is, if you know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, then you're going to be walking in streets of flame, fire. And I don't want to go there, do you? Do you know how many people is going to die today on the earth? Anybody have any idea how many people are going to die on the earth today? No, I mean the actual number of thousands of people that will die today. How many thousand people approximately are going to die within 24 hours of right now? Anybody have any idea? No. How many people's on the earth right now? About 7 billion. There's about 7 billion. You know, I mean, yesterday I was out running around getting parts for a vehicle. And as I was driving around, I mean, it was just wall-to-wall people. Yesterday was Saturday. I just went over to Denton, and it was raining a little, and so it didn't matter which way you went on the freeway. It was stopped. The freeway was stopped. So, I mean, there's people everywhere, and, of course, I finally made it over to the Tractor Supply and got a little old piece I was looking for, and then time I got back, I had to take the back roads and everything else because the freeways were plugged up, and I thought, wow, just a little rain. We got so many people. If there was a real chaos, forget it. You couldn't get nowhere. But there's about 7 billion people, and yesterday I thought all 7 billion of them lived in Denton. You know, so have y'all ever felt that way when you go out? Well, let me tell you, all 7 billion of them don't live here. They're all over the world. But out of the 7 billion people, about 250,000 are going to die today. There's going to be about 250,000 people all over the world going to die today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and that's going to happen every day. And there's about 300,000 going to be born today, not counting the few thousand that are going to abort. About 3,000 or 4,000 are going to be aborted today in America alone. And we wonder why God's judging us. We wonder why we're sick and afflicted. We're having all this trouble. Wow. We're not walking with God. He says, if we made him the Most High God our dwelling place, well, 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. I've even been in war. I've never seen anything like that. Never have I ever seen anything close to this. You know, you can't comprehend seeing 1,000 fall at your side, can you? And then 10,000 at your right hand. 10,000 people die in your presence? And if you're able to walk in faith, he says he'll protect you. Isn't that what he said? That's what he said. So like I say, you may need it in the very near future. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now, do you want to be one of those wicked and receive that kind of reward? Me? Wicked? I'm not wicked. I'm a Christian. Yeah, you can be a Christian and be wicked. Anytime you don't do what God says, he calls you wicked. I don't like him calling me wicked. Do you? No, absolutely not. So when I have to obey him, when I obey him, he doesn't call me wicked. Now then, verse 9 and 10. It says there in verse 9 and 10, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation or your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you. How much evil? Do you like that? I mean, is this a promise from God? You say, but maybe he's not even big enough to do this. Oh, yeah, he's big enough, all right. He can pick you up. I mean, somebody's asked me this statement several times. What would you do, Thurman, if a nuclear bomb went off in downtown Dallas? I said, if a nuclear bomb went off right down here in Justin, or over here in Justin, I said, if a nuclear bomb went off right over there, I'm walking in obedience to God's word, and if he ain't through with me on this earth, I said, that can go right by me and burn, blow everything in the world up out there, and me and my little staff in this little building will still be standing here. Do you believe I can do that by faith? Yes, I can. In the name of Jesus, I can do that by faith. That's my declaration, because the King says, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall, how much evil? No evil. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague or sickness come near your dwelling place. Now, do you like that? Who promised this to us? The Lord, God. He's the one that made this promise. If we walk in obedience to his word right here, how much sickness and disease are we supposed to have if we make him number one in our life? None. Not any. So right now when you see people being, hospitals being filled up with people all over the place, do you see any kind of sin out there? I'm telling you what, you can't turn on the television. You can't even watch the news anymore without seeing sin. I mean, I stand amazed. I hadn't watched television in 30 years, and I bought me one just a few weeks ago. Put it in my office so I could watch some of the news programs to see what's going on in the world. And I, of course, I watch Christian television too. I can get Daystar and the TBN stations on there, and so I watch some stuff on those. But when I try to watch the news or anything else, I stand amazed at the evil I see on that television set. There's virtually nothing on it any time of the day that's fit to watch if you're really a man or woman of God. You can't watch secular television and walk in God's anointing. I can guarantee you it's impossible. Yeah. You can't even watch the cartoons. They're even evil. So don't let your children watch cartoons. You know, I mean, wow. If you want to watch some good movies, buy some from AFA, American Family Association, or something like that. Cheryl bought us a stack of movies from AFA here a while back, and man, some of those have been really good little movies. I mean, they are really good. You know, I've enjoyed them. The other night she was going to put on one, her and my granddaughter was going to watch one about a little pig. I said, oh, I don't want to, I said, y'all go ahead and watch it, but I got things to do. So I'm there and they put that thing on and it starts and within 5 minutes I'm hooked. It's so good. What was the name of that thing? Charlotte's Web, yeah, a little pig about Charlotte's Web, you know. It was and of course as the spider wrote the things that it did in the web and everybody was amazed they've seen a miracle. And I thought, why should we be amazed? Who made that spider? Who made that spider? God made that spider. Can God really make a spider spell things out in the web? If he wants to, he can. Did he make a donkey talk to a guy one time in the scripture? Sure. Did he make you talk? Sure. Who is it that made you talk? God. Now, if he made you and me talk, he can make a donkey talk, can't he? I mean, God can do anything, can he not? Yeah, so he can make a spider write if he wants to. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it at all. But as I've watched that little movie, I thought, you know, God, this is so awesome. This is where we really ought to live, with this kind of faith. We ought to have this kind of faith in you. When we see something like that, say, oh, praise the Lord's at work again. We see that spider write the word humble up there in his web. You know, we ought to, when we walk out and look at that, instead of saying, wow, look at that, isn't that amazing? That's impossible. How could that happen? No, we ought to say, well, praise God, our God, he's at work again. He's got a message for us. Is that where we should live? Yes, that's where we should live. But he promises right here that in verse 10, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague, or you could use that word sickness, neither shall any plague or any sickness come near your dwelling place. So right there, if we make God number one in our life, there's a place right there where he says, how much sickness is going to come to you? How much? None. Do you like that? Would you like to go the rest of your life? You're a young lady, but would you like to go the rest of your life and never be sick again? Sure. You're a young man. Would you like to go the rest of your life and never be sick again? Absolutely. And I'm right there with them. I'm telling you, it's available. But it has a cost. I guarantee it has a cost. You got to make him the Most High God your dwelling place. Verse 11 and 12. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You know what you could do if you were down there and on the coast, and it's a big area, and you're a Christian, and you were to see that 100-foot wave of water coming in? And this may happen. This may very well happen. I'm not saying it will happen, but I'm saying the possibility is good. It can happen. And if, or you could be going anywhere. You could be anywhere and have anything happen where you need this psalm. You could be driving down the road and all of a sudden see a truck coming down your lane. It'd be a good time to quote Psalm 91, wouldn't it? You know, if you got time.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.